السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين والأنبياء سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. ويقول وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث قدسي: يقول الله تعالى: أنا عند ظن عبدي بي، وأنا معه إذا ذكرني، فإن ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي، وإن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ خير منهم، إلى آخر الحديث، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى profusely for the iman Allah سبحانه وتعالى had favored us with, and for granting us a Nabi who were the best of mankind ever to have walked the surface of this earth. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barak wa sallam. The topic I have chosen to speak on today is called positivity. We all have our struggles in life, and at times, we are so engrossed in them that we hardly ever find the time to smile even. But there are many things that can remove us from the difficulties we find ourselves in. There are many things that remove the darkness and add light. There are many things that can remove the sadness and replace it with happiness. We know these things as sunnah. In that moment when we feel ourselves under the dark cloud, or we begin to feel claustrophobic, blocked in by these negative thoughts, do something, do anything that was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and see the positive change, that change that chases away those dark clouds. Make salah, recite Quran, make some dhikr, make dua, give some sadaqah. When a sunnah is practiced, then see the difference. See how difficulties are removed and how the darkness turns into light and how sadness is replaced with happiness. Let's say that today you were not feeling all that happy with yourself. So try this. Go to another person who is smiling and tell that person, أَدْحَكَ اللَّهُ سِنَّكَ, may Allah keep you always smiling for the rest of your life. Now see what an impact that will have in your life. He is smiling, you are not. I am sure we know that a smile is infectious. So as soon as you say it to him, that affects you in a positive way. Bear in mind that you are making dua for him. And when we make dua, Allah appoints an angel to say Ameen to our dua, and at the same time say Walaka bimithl, and may Allah grant you the same. So the person whom you're making dua for, his happiness increases because of your dua, and your condition will change to a happy one because of the angel's dua for you. Now I ask you, whose joy will be more? The same goes for a person who is generous. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as saying, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ يُصْبِحُ الْعِبَادُ فِيهِ إِلَّا مَلَكَانِ يَنْزِلَانِ. Every morning Allah appoints two malaika, two angels, to come down to the earth and make the following dua. فَيَقُولُ أَحَدُهُمَا اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِ مُنْفِقًا خَلَفًا. Oh Allah, grant the one who spends in sadaqah, the one who gives in charity, the generous person, oh Allah, grant him a good return, a better return than that which he has spent. وَيَقُولُ الْآخَرُ اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِي مُمْسِ sick and talafa. And the other angel says of Allah, cause the one who is stingy to suffer a loss. Here is another dua made by an angel for the person who is generous. Will that person's condition then not change? The same goes for a person who engages in the dhikr of Allah. Again, a hadith from Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The hadith I've just mentioned, by the way, comes in Bukhari. This hadith from Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he narrates Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يقول الله تعالى, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أنا عند ظن عبدي بي, I am as my servant expects me, and I am with him as he remembers me. If he remembers me in himself, then I will remember him in myself. And if he mentions me in a gathering, then I will mention him in a greater gathering. When he draws near to me by the span of his hand, I draw near to him by the length of a cubit. And when he draws near to me by the length of a cubit, I draw near to him by the length of a fathom. وَإِنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَةً, and when he comes to me walking, I will come to him running. So is this not also a change in the condition of a person, in the emotions of a person, when he begins to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A positive change, being positive in life, is a great teaching of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please, do not misunderstand. We should not become so positive that we begin to lose control of ourselves. This too is a lesson taught to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the one place he says, أدحك الله سنك, make the dua for a person who is smiling. May Allah keep you smiling. May Allah keep you smiling for years and years. But at the same time, also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us we should not go overboard. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not laugh too much, for laughing too much deadens the heart. Be positive, but maintain composure. For example, if you wish to go somewhere, with a positive mindset, you get into your car. But now you drive without a seatbelt and you drive carelessly, thinking in a positive manner that nothing will happen to me. That is positive thinking, but with a large dose of carelessness, or dare I say it, stupidity. So be positive. And go where it is you wish to go, but do so carefully. When the brothers of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam wanted to journey to Egypt, their father allowed them to do so, but advised them to enter from different gates, so that, the ulama say, the nether of people don't cause harm to them. So be positive, but take care. Oh, and never become despondent of life. Tomorrow is another day. Let the mistakes, let the darkness never prevail over us to the extent that we wish ourselves not to be living anymore. We make mistakes the same way as everybody else. But the difference between us and those who base themselves on the criteria of the society of the ignorant, the disbelievers, the difference between us and them is that when we realize the correct course of action by way of conscience or by way of being reminded of it by others, we do not deliberately continue with our erroneous ways. We turn to Allah and we beg Allah for forgiveness. It is immediate repentance and sheltering in Allah and an intention not to repeat our error, but to learn from our mistakes. Allah tells us how Muslimin should behave in the face of their own mistakes, which we are prone to. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, those who, when they act indecently, or they have wronged themselves, ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they remember Allah, they beg Allah for forgiveness, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, for Allah is the only being who can forgive our mistakes and our sins. And we do not persist in what it is that we are doing. Let us fill our days with goodness. fill our days with positive thoughts. Fill our days with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and life will become pleasurable to us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, hadith comes in Tirmidhi, the best of people is the one who lives long and does good. Another hadith narrated by Tabarani, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, glad tidings to the one who lives long and does good. Another hadith narrated by Ahmad and in Tirmidhi as well, a sahabi radiyallahu anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which of the people is the best? Which of the people is the best? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who lives long and does good. He then asked, O Nabi of Allah, which of the people is the worst? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who lives long and does evil. So have a wonderful day today, and an even better day going forward. Be positive in our outlook of life and smile. Abdullah ibn al-Harith ibn Hazm radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I never saw anyone smile more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not keep himself from me ever since I embraced Islam, and whenever he saw me, he received me with a smile. This is our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught us the manner in which we can be positive in our life, the manners in which we can approach people with smiles on our faces, so that we not only brighten up their lives, but we brighten up our own as well. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that Nabi of Allah whom Allah had favored us with, his ummah. And as such, we profusely thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us such a Nabi. Positivity has been taught to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a teacher. He was a family man. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most beloved of Allah, and in every facet of his life, he taught us, his ummah, how to live it. From the time that we awaken until the time that we sleep, in every aspect of our lives, we should try to follow the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is the great energy of positivity. This positive attitude should be displayed by a Muslim ummah on a daily basis. We should not be of those who are continuously saddened, continuously with a, you know, darkish outlook on our lives. Nay, we should be positive, infect others with our positivity as well. In whatever condition we find ourselves, I have just told you, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam played different roles in his life. He was a father, he was a statesman, he was a Nabi of Allah. And people love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tells us in the Noble Quran, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. That, O Nabi of Allah, had you been harsh with the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, then they would not have been attracted to you. So be of those who have a positive attitude. Infect those around us with our positive attitude, but in line with Quran, in line with the guides given to us by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Noble Quran. When we adhere to this, there can be nothing else but a good life for us. We make the dua in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make mention of it as well in the Noble Quran. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That we think of ourselves, we think of our wives, we think of our children, and we need to infect them with positivity as well. How do we do this? By teaching them the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by asking them to hold on to Quran, to hold on to hadith, as was explained to us by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, tabi'in, tabu tabi'in, our pious predecessors, hold on to that sunnah, hold on to that Quran, understand the tafsir of the noble Quran as per the teachings of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, tabi'in, tabu tabi'in, and our pious predecessors. We can never go wrong in life if we hold on to that. Teach our children that, teach our wives that, our lives will become an exemplary one. Yes? No doubt. Allah says in the Noble Quran, أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely test us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us in various ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقَصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. That Allah will test us by means of poverty. Allah will test us by means of hunger. One day we will have good profits. The other day our profits will not be that good, meaning in our businesses. And وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah will take from us people who are loving to us, people who are dear to us. And whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us in these particular ways, we need to respond to these disturbances in our lives in a manner that is pleasing unto Allah, in a manner taught to us by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and take consolence in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, I was just going over an article this morning pertaining children, and when a body is stillborn, etc. And it's a very difficult time for a mom and a dad, for that matter of fact, to have a child lost unto them, be it a miscarriage or be it a stillborn child. And when one studies the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pertaining these sad events that occurs within a couple's life, then one will be surprised at how much comfort one can draw from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, when a child is stillborn or when a child is miscarried, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mention to the parents of such a child that that child will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or either by the malaika, that he should enter into Jannah, and that child will then reply unto Allah that I am waiting for my parents. So these types of words bring happiness, you know, to the heart, for lack of a better word, and brings consolence to the heart of parents. And to undergo such a tragic event is not an easy one. But the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that we can take consolence. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only in that great and sad event that a person experiences within their lives, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the safety, moms who are pregnant, etc. May Allah grant them an easy deliverance for both parents, mom and dad, because even though mom feels the pain, dad also on occasions, I believe, faints at certain the news and things like that. So may Allah grant both of them, you know, the best of what lies ahead. And the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught us, that we make dua for our wives and we make dua for our children, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the best also. But be positive. Be positive. Never think that something sad and something negative will occur. Think positive. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should grant us, our families, and the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Live in a positive manner. Smile. Do not always be so sad. Infect yourself with goodness and others as well. Jazakallah wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.